Central Otago residents have vented their fury at the rising electricity prices they'll have to pay to repair ageing and rotting power poles. Aurora Energy's plan to fix years of underspending means customers paying up to $47 more a month on their power bill by 2024. The Commerce Commission has stepped in with another cheaper proposal, which could wipe about $16 off the increase. But as our reporter Tess Brunton explains, that still didn't go down well at a meeting in Alexandra last night.
Nick Lonan has lived in Central Otago since 1975 and has kept a close eye on the long-running saga over Aurora Energy's rotting power poles. He has six on his property.
Three of them were completely rotten, had to be replaced, and I watched as my neighbourhood area around me, basically every time we had a good strong wind, a power pole would blow over. It was Aurora's, their failed policy of running the network to fail. They would repair it when it failed. Totally unsatisfactory.
Gray Shatke is another unhappy customer.
There are power poles in our street which have had to be replaced. There are others still to be replaced. There have been accidents and there have been numerous shortages. So these things are happening with a frequency which I think has got a lot of people unhappy.
The meeting was meant to start with an explainer slideshow from the Commerce Commission's Andy Burgess, but the interruption started less than 5 minutes in, and once they started, they didn't stop. Most of the anger was over why the power company has not done much better planning to ensure maintenance was done on time, so costs did not get out of hand. The commission was also grilled about why it hadn't kept a closer eye on Aurora.
Have you seen the critical power planning of Aurora over that time?
I don't think...
If you haven't, then you're not in a position to decide anything.
So,
because no business can function that does not have a critical path planning for all replacements.
So
they should have that money. And if they haven't got the money, it's our money.
Even with the Commission's proposal to trim Aurora's spending, power bills will rise between $240 and $876 a year by 2026. Andy Burgess says that's unfortunately inescapable.
Bottom line is that work is needed to restore the network to a safe and reliable state. It's terrible that people's bills are going to have to go up to fund that, but it's essential work and the money needs to be spent.
He says the Commission is pushing for more transparency and accountability from Aurora Energy, including a report to the community showing what it has delivered each year. People have until the 10th of December to make submissions, with a final pricing decision from the Commission expected in March next year. In Alexandra for Morning Report, Courtess Brunton, TNA.